Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Look, folks, 5 days left. 5 days. We literally are going to change the course of this country for generations to come.
Yep, the Democrats pledged this fall that they would remake America into something that wouldn't be recognizable to people who still consider themselves Americans. But their plans for that transformation have all but stalled. In fact, they're going nowhere fast. I'll tell you why in a minute. Their plan, though, was radical. If you understand what the plan actually is and what its end goal is, everything they're doing makes complete sense because it has one and only one purpose. That is to create a one-party system. If you look around the world, all the one-party systems now and of our lifetimes, the past 100 years, have but one thing in common. They are all authoritarian regimes. There are no one-party systems that are free. They simply don't exist. The Democrats plan to do this by taking a wrecking ball to all of our institutions. They would give amnesty to at least 30 million illegal immigrants, ensuring that a party, the Democrats, that won control of all of Washington, the House, the Senate, and the presidency by just 90,000 votes. That's right. The votes in California and New York don't count. Those are overvotes. It only counts what happens in the swing states, just 90,000 votes. They would add 30 million new illegals, roughly 80% of whom would vote Democrat, and the rest would be history. Republicans would never control the House, the Senate, or the presidency again. And they would remake our institutions, packing the courts. That only takes 51 votes to get through Congress. They can create more spaces, more seats, if you will, on our circuit and federal courts, getting them to operate like a legislature that answers only to the Democrats. And guns, virtually eliminated. The initial salvo round of gun legislation is pretty horrific. It eliminates immunity for the gun industry, which would be quickly sued out of existence, demands either the registration of AR-style weapons with a $200 tax and a registration or the surrender to the government, and that gun owners maintain $800 a year insurance on their guns. In some versions of the legislation, all guns are registered. And ammo, that's registered too, if you can get it. And then the most horrific part of all, the legislation for voting called H.R. 1. It was already passed once in the last session of Congress, passed again by this session of Congress. If it went through the Senate, we would essentially have a Venezuela-style system. The legislation, which even the ACLU agrees is constitutional, not that that will change anything, would essentially terminate any requirement at the state level that voter ID ever be used. It would be anonymous voting. There'd be no way to tell if anyone voted 2, 3, or 4 times. Registration would be without voter ID, so would voting. By the way, that would be done on universal mail-in ballots. It would be absolute complete fraud, such that no one would ever know who won an election. How dangerous is conducting elections that way? I'll let European Parliament member Jerome Rivière explain to you. He explained that France doesn't use mail-in ballots or voting machines. They've been banned in France since 1975. Why? He told One America News that France banned them because, quote, we don't find them safe enough. Ireland and the Netherlands also banned electronic voting in recent years, finding it failed security requirements. So mass mail-in voting, mandatory. Voter ID, barred by law. You know what it would be like, folks? It'd be like Venezuela. You see what happened to Venezuela in the last election? The one form of protest starving Venezuelans have left is the right not to vote. They simply don't show up because they know they are merely props in a sham election. It was so bad that the Venezuelan government, needing more of these props, sent the military out to round up people and force them to the polls. With that, they still got about 10% turnout. It's the only form of protest Venezuelans have left. This is the very system that would be imported to America. And we warned you about it. It was terrifying. And the Dems, you heard Senate leader Chuck Schumer there at the beginning of the podcast, pumping his fist in the air. First we take Georgia, then we change the country, and then the world. Yes, you would not recognize America. It would be a one-party system with near total censorship, near complete, if not complete, destruction of alternative media sources outside the liberal media. It would be a society where the half of the country that owns weapons would be turned into criminals. It's almost unimaginable. By now, the Equality Act should have passed, and gender distinctions been erased by law. Those who use them subject to lawsuit, most certainly subject to being fired. But that hasn't happened either. Why not? I'll tell you on the other side of this brief commercial break.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In short, all the scary things that were supposed to happen haven't happened yet. They're all in the queue. The gun legislation will pass the House over the next couple of weeks. The equality legislation already has. So is H.R. 1. So why hasn't this come into being? Why hasn't amnesty passed? Why aren't we well on our way to becoming a one-party system like China? Well, the answer is interesting, because the country right now is hanging on by a thread. The country literally is on the razor's edge, hovering between a constitutionally recognizable, geographically recognizable sovereign state that it is today, and being merely a chaos-filled post-American territory that is only nominally American by culture and not American at all in its complete disregard of the Bill of Rights. So why hasn't it happened? A miracle of sorts. Something no one saw coming. Her name is Kyrsten Sinema, and she's totally nuts. Who's Kyrsten Sinema? Democrat senator from Arizona, newly elected in 2018. She beat globalist GOP candidate Martha McSally. Not exactly a hard thing to do. McSally's been beaten twice. She lost both Senate seats to Democrats in two races. Republicans don't tend to turn out too high for her because they know she's a pro-amnesty globalist hack from the Bush wing of the party, who was forced upon them first by Arizona's governor and then by the Chamberites. She's not popular. Kyrsten Sinema knows this. She knows you could be fairly easily beaten in Arizona But she knows something else. Arizona loves a Maverick. That's where John McCain is from. And she wants to hold on to her seat, even though she's a Democrat. Well, she is standing in the way of this entire agenda, and it is making the left insane. Specifically, Sinema, and nobody saw this coming, because she usually votes with the Democrats. Sinema has said she's not voting to remove the filibuster. What does that mean? Well, right now, with it in place, you need 60 plus votes to pass any legislation that comes out of the House. Legislation in the House passes with 51% of the vote. Now, it's easy, relatively easy, to get rid of the filibuster. You only need 50 plus one votes. They've got 50 Democrats in the Senate, and the tiebreaker in the Senate is always the vice president, who is Kamala Harris. So going into this, you heard Chuck Schumer again at the beginning of this, we're going to win! We're going to change everything! Yeah, because they assumed Sinema would vote with them to end the filibuster, to get all of this radical legislation through. But Sinema says no. She likes a filibuster. It's not going anywhere. There's another vote that, for now, says the same thing. That's Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a state Trump keeps winning by more than 20 percentage points. It's a very red state that bizarrely keeps sending Manchin back. He's a Democrat. He likely would not survive the elimination of the filibuster because he would be blamed for every bad thing that happened after that in West Virginia, and he would lose his seat. Right now, Manchin and Sinema are saying no to voting with the Democrats. It is the only thing that keeps the brakes on the clown car that is America, that clown car barreling down the hill at this moment toward the cliff from giving out two votes. Now, there's a lot of combinations here. Mitt Romney could vote once and for all to betray his country. I'm sure he'd love to do that. Lisa Murkowski, perhaps, from Alaska, could betray her country and vote with, I don't know, a Kyrsten Sinema who changed her mind. And there the filibuster would go. Democrats, knowing this, have begun a furious campaign to find two votes to end the filibuster. So far, and it's only been about 6 weeks, they haven't found any. And in the meantime, the country hangs by a thread. To watching Kyrsten Sinema, what she's doing is actually pretty logical. I'm trying to figure out what she's holding out for. I mean, at this point, if you're Kyrsten Sinema, and you're pretty cynical, think what you get. The longer you draw this out, the more famous you become. She's definitely the talk of the Democrat Party. She's getting kudos from our side of the aisle, tremendous pressure, and quite frankly, the Democrats don't have a good way to rein her in. What are they going to do? Run another Democrat against her in the primary? What? And risk that a Republican wins the seat in Arizona? No can do. So they're kind of stuck. Here's the thing. Sinema's only holding out for one of three reasons, and it has to be one of three. Number one, she really likes this senator gig thing and wants to win again and knows this is a pretty good way to do that. Or at least to stave off a hardcore Republican challenge with every bad thing the Democrats do up there blamed on her, which would be accurate. Number two, why on earth would you just give away a vote that valuable? You should get something for it, like a luxury primary and maybe vacation home, some sort of golden parachute out of the Senate. Like if you win, you get to sit on multiple Democrat-controlled company boards and walk away a multi-multi-millionaire. You need a deal like that at this point. Why give away a vote like that when you could sell it for millions, probably tens of millions at this point, that you would reap after you left office, which unfortunately is still legal. So that could be reason number two for Sinema. She's simply holding out. She's building the IOU account balance in her name. Or a third possibility. If you watch Kyrsten Sinema, just Google Kyrsten Sinema outfits and you'll see what I'm talking about. She most recently, and let me tell you what, she's nuts. She most recently presided over the Senate with the gavel wearing a shirt that said dangerous creature. This is by far not the most insane of her outfits. Check out the thigh-high boots. You'll see what I'm talking about. Bottom line, she loves attention. and loves being a bad girl. So, given the dysfunctional background she comes from, she's getting plenty of it that she never got in high school or childhood. So, this may be why she's doing this. Whatever the case, pray that Kyrsten Sinema doesn't change her mind in concert with Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is another situation. Like I said, he's a Democrat from West Virginia, a state Trump tends to win by double digits. No way, no how, in a state that red, should a Democrat still be able to get elected. He had a weak opponent this time and didn't manage to get to 50% of the vote. He squeaked it out with 49%, very close to Sinema's 50%. They are on the razor's edge in their states. And Manchin knows he doesn't have a long term, a lot of time to keep winning in West Virginia. So you gotta pray they don't offer him one hell of a golden parachute. I'm talking tens of millions of dollars. Yeah, Joe, you're probably gonna be hated in your state. We'll have to move. We'll not be able to go out to eat, but we have this multi-tens of millions of dollar gig over here for you after you leave the Senate, which you're probably gonna leave eventually anyway, because there's only so long you're gonna be able to win. So far, Joe Manchin seems to be choosing keeping that Senate seat over the tens of millions of dollars he could get for simply casting his vote to end the filibuster. So what does the future hold? Back in just a minute. So what's the bottom line? Well, back to Joe Manchin. Right now, there hasn't been a tremendous amount of pressure applied to him, because if you're Joe Manchin, why would you stake out a position? Kyrsten Sinema still holding out for either multiple vacation homes, great wealth, or more attention. There's no reason to stake yourself out till you know there's another Democrat vote, or that Mitt Romney or Lisa Murkowski or someone like that is going to for sure screw over the Republican Party and give you the other vote. Why would you commit? In short, you wouldn't. You'd let the value of your vote rise with its uncertainty. That's exactly what Manchin is doing right now. He claims he's against the filibuster. In fact, he campaigned on it, but that could change at any moment. So beneath the waters, a furious battle is going on that only causes ripples at the surface. The Democrats desperate to find the extra votes they need, the two votes they need to get themselves there. This is why Salt Lake Tribune interviews Joe Biden. And Joe Biden tells the Salt Lake Tribune, what a man, let me give you a quote about Mitt Romney. This is a man of enormous integrity, who lives his faith. Biden tells the Salt Lake Tribune. Biden doesn't mean any of that. But why'd he say it? Because the Democrats are desperate to get Mitt Romney's vote to end the filibuster. What have they got on their side? Time. They've got 20 months to get these two votes together. But that vote gets harder and harder the closer you get to election from now, as the pressure builds. A vote like that could cause the people to panic and give the House back to the Republicans. Best to do it now. Understand, though, the Democrats are completely willing to lose the House to do this. Why? Because the House couldn't reverse it, any of it, once the Senate passed it and Joe Biden signed it. Not the court packing, not the gun grab, not the vote reforms. The Democrats are absolutely, totally, and completely willing to lose the House to do all of this. So that shouldn't be much of an impediment. All the Republicans could do with the control of the House if they were to win it in 20 months is merely put the brake on new legislation. They can't reverse what's already gone before, even if they take the Senate too. If I'm the Democrats, I move heaven and earth. I break federal laws, because we all know they can. The FBI will let them. I do whatever it takes to get those two votes. And I don't care if it costs me the next election. Because again, all of it would be put in place. And it would be only a matter of, what, 6-8 years till the illegals are voting? That's the plan in the amnesty bill, too. And I have my one-party system. That's worth the loss of one, even two elections for them. So those are the stakes, folks. The clown car that is America is barreling down the hill toward the cliff. And the brake, it's barely working. How does this story end? I don't know. Stay tuned to the Battleground America podcast for the answer. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe and share with like-minded family and friends everywhere while that kind of thing is still allowed.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.